I began volunteering, I think it was in about 2012, so I was already doing a variety of jobs here, for example, doing tours around the Merchant's House, and I've got an interest in Tudor history. And I was interested in the Old Baptist Chapel project really from the start, because when I started in 2012, it was kind of very, very early stages. We could just sort of take people over to the Baptist Chapel and show them around on a sort of a booked basis. And it just felt like a really exciting project to be involved with. I'd never had any kind of involvement in a heritage lottery project before. So it was nice to be able to see it from the very beginning and then see the complete transformation, actually, of the chapel. I think very early on, I came along and helped deliver a workshop on recording oral history, which is in fact what we're doing today. As the project continued, I remember doing some research, so into all of the interpretation boxes that are in the chapel. Then the photography, once we actually had the items, I photographed most of the items that are in the boxes. I was the voice of the medieval housewife for the audio guides, so that involved being with a group of other volunteers, reading the part of the housewife. And then after the chapel opened, I've been involved with quite a few events that have been held there. So we've had the Birds of Prey and we've had John Putley giving talks. So again, with that, I've done social media videos, photographs at the time of the event. We've done videos of people when they've been coming to the event and afterwards. I did an interview in there recently with an author, Andrew Taylor, who'd come to speak. And so we made use of the nicely restored pastor's room. So we did a video for our YouTube channel there. I think that was probably the most enjoyable part, was to just see something through from the beginning to the end. And actually, it sounds silly, but to sort of feel like I'm immortalised now in history because I'm part of the audio guides in there. And it was just nice to be part of the team, really. There was obviously a lot of us that did different roles, but it was such a huge team effort. And I think it's nice now you see the chapel being used, and not just for the sort of the history side of things, but the chapel now gets used for events. We've had concerts in there. Now this space has got so much versatility and hopefully kind of longevity into the future. I think I was hoping I would learn some new skills and be able to also give back some of my skills as part of the project. And I definitely got that out of it. It was nice to be able to think that we were doing something a bit different, actually, because a lot of museums have done heritage lottery projects, but I don't think many kind of have regular sort of, you know, video blogs almost, or interviews with people. So it was nice for me to be able to use the skills that I have in, you know, my day job and I've acquired through life to put towards something that I know was going to be, you know, beneficial and was going to be a bit different for the museum. You know, that living history, I think that's what I really liked about the project. It sort of brought to life what things would have been like for ordinary people. And often in history, the people you hear about are the kings and the queens and the important people, the people that were there, the winners normally, the people that were there to write down the history. Actually, through all of the research that different volunteers have done, and I did obviously a little bit myself, to have an insight into what life would have been like for ordinary people through the different chapters that the chapel has seen, that's something I really enjoyed learning about. To any kind of future generations listening to this, history is one of those things that can be very easy to think, you know, history is it's in the past, it's all in books, it's all in dusty old books. And actually, history isn't that. History is being made today. You know, what we do today will be history in a few years' time. And I think what the project has sort of taught me and reminded me is how many different facets there are to history, how everyday living history is fascinating, how one building can have so many different stories to tell, and how one project can interpret that history in many different ways. There are just so many things you could get involved with. So if you're a volunteer at a museum and you go through a heritage lottery funding experience, I think, you know, embrace it and get out of it as much as you can, really, because there often is an opportunity to do something that hasn't been done before, to provide an educational resource for the future for people. I think when I said it, you know, to see the chapel being used for other things is nice, to have, you know, exhibitions in there and to have concerts in there, that this isn't somewhere that's kind of locked up and you have to knock on the door and ask for a key and be let in. This is now somewhere that is open to you to use. I think that, yeah, if you have the opportunity to A, come and find out about the history and just have a look around, be amazed by what this building has to tell, then do that. And if you have the opportunity to volunteer at a museum like the John Moore Museum or any other museum and get involved with something like this, then do, because I think you'll really be surprised by how much you can learn.